Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hey there, this is the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Powered by the Salvation Army, your donation helps fight for good throughout your local community. To give through Alexa, donate by saying, "Alexa, make a donation to the Salvation Army," or go to SalvationArmyUSA.org to make a gift. Here's how much bots drive conversation during news events by Issy Lepowski. Last week, as thousands of Central American migrants made their way northward through Mexico, walking a treacherous route toward the U.S. border, talk of the caravan, as it's become known, took over Twitter. Conservatives, led by President Donald Trump, dominated the conversation, eager to turn the caravan into a voting issue before the midterms. As it turns out, they had some help from propaganda bots on Twitter. Late last week, about 60% of the conversation was driven by likely bots. Over the weekend, even as the conversation about the caravan was overshadowed by more recent tragedies, bots were still driving nearly 40% of the caravan conversation on Twitter. That's according to an assessment by Rob Hat Labs, a startup founded by two UC Berkeley students that builds tools to detect bots online. The team's first product, a Chrome extension called botcheck.me, allows users to see which accounts in their Twitter timelines are most likely bots. Now it's launching a new tool aimed at news organizations called factcheck.me, which allows journalists to see how much bot activity there is across an entire topic or hashtag. Take the deadly shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh over the weekend. On Sunday, one day after the shooting, bots were driving 23% of the Twitter activity related to the incident, according to factcheck.me. These big crises happen, and there's a flurry of social media activity, but it's really hard to go back and see what's being spread and get numbers around bot activity, says Ash Bott, a Rob Hat Labs co-founder. So the team built an internal tool. Now they're launching it publicly in hopes of helping newsrooms measure the true volume of conversation during breaking news events, apart from the bot-driven din. Identifying bots is an ever-evolving science. To develop their methodology, Bott and his partner Rohan Padtay compiled a sample set of accounts they had a high confidence were political propaganda bots. These accounts exhibited unusual behavior, like tweeting political content every few minutes throughout the day, or amassing a huge following almost instantly. Unlike automated accounts that news organizations and other entities sometimes set up to send regularly scheduled tweets, the propaganda bots that Rob Hat Labs is focused on pose as humans. Bott and Padtay also built a set of verified accounts to represent standard human behavior. They built a machine learning model that could compare the two and pick up on the patterns specific to bot accounts. They wound up with a model that they say is about 94% accurate in identifying propaganda bots. Factcheck.me does more than just track bot activity, though. It also applies image recognition technology to identify the most popular memes and images about a given topic being circulated by both bots and humans. The tool is still in its earliest stages and requires Bott and his 8-person team to pull the numbers themselves each time they get a request. Newsrooms interested in tracking a given event have to email Rob Hat Labs with the topic they want to track. Within 24 hours, the company will spit back a report. Reporters will be able to see both the extent of the bot activity on a given topic, as well as the most shared pieces of content pertaining to that topic. There are limitations to this approach. It's not currently possible to view the percentage of bot activity over a longer period of time. FactCheck.me also doesn't indicate which way the bots are swaying the conversation. Still, it offers more information than newsrooms have previously had at their disposal. Plenty of researchers have studied bot activity on Twitter as a whole, but FactCheck.me allows for more narrow analyses of specific topics, almost in real time. Already, Rob Hat Labs has released reports on the caravan, the shooting in Pittsburgh, and the Senate race in Texas. Twitter has spent the last year cracking down on bot activity on the platform. Earlier this year, the company banned users from posting identical tweets to multiple accounts at once or retweeting and liking en masse from different accounts. Then, in July, the company purged millions of bot accounts from the platform and has booted tens of millions of accounts that it previously locked for suspicious behavior. But according to Bot, the bots have hardly disappeared. They've just evolved. Now, rather than simply sending automated tweets that Twitter might delete, they work to amplify and spread the divisive tweets written by actual humans. The impact of these bot accounts is still seen and felt on Twitter, Bot says.